Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am glad you're here. I am a small business advocate, and I'm very glad our good friend Don Cooper's here, too. Don is a longtime original founding member of our Brain Trust going way back. He's the president and of the Sales Heretic, a publisher of the newsletter Money, Marketing, and More. And he works really hard all the time helping people like you and me put our best foot forward in the marketplace. He's been our friend for a long time. Don Cooper, welcome back.
Good morning, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
Thank you. Always good to be here.
It's like a dream come true for you, isn't it, Don?
To be back on the show. It is.
Hey, one of the things that I've been talking about a lot today, actually, is about perseverance, about making sure you get up every day, go to work, put your one foot in front of the other, even on the days that you don't really have, you're not feeling it, you still get up, you go to the marketplace, you make your own luck. You know, we've been keeping your nose to the ground. The last hour was all about that. But there's something else that happens, though, that I think we need to talk about. I know you've been thinking about this. And that is, what do you do when a customer is never going to become a customer, when a prospect is never going to become a customer? How do you know when to quit, right?
Yep. Because perseverance can be taken too far. Like almost anything else, you can have too much perseverance. And salespeople and small business owners can easily get stuck in a trap where they're going after a piece of business that is never, ever actually going to close. Mm-hmm. And they waste so much time on that piece of business that it sucks their time and their energy and prevents them going after other, better
right.
pieces of business.
Because we all only have so many hours in a day, right? I mean, that's the thing. We haven't found a way to synthesize time. And so if it gets to the point where people you're going after aren't hatching, and I like to use that example. In my training many decades ago, I learned about something called a China egg, Don.
Right.
Farmers used to put, you know, if you're getting eggs out of a hen's nest, if you take all of her eggs, she'll quit laying. But if you leave one, she'll keep laying. But what was happening was people would forget which one they'd left over, and so they might leave it more than one day. So what they did was they got smart and they started putting China eggs in the hen. And so they would just leave the China egg. The chicken didn't know it was a China egg, right? So they keep laying. But the thing we always know about the China egg is it was never going to hatch.
Right.
And some prospects are China eggs, aren't they?
They are. And it's hard to see that because we can easily convince ourselves that it's going to hatch. Any day now, it's going to happen. Any day, if I just keep working at it, if I just one more phone call, one more email, and we've been taught. Ever give up. We have been taught that quitting is a terrible thing. And yet, sometimes, quitting is the best thing we can do with a prospect.
Sometimes, a prospect will get the idea that you've left them alone, and they'll actually start responding to you.
Sometimes, absolutely.
The main thing you got to do, I think, before you give up on a prospect who apparently was more of a suspect than a prospect, is you got to make sure that you've done everything you can do to make them a customer, which includes giving them a proposal, a demonstration, or whatever they have to have. You've done everything you can do, and when there's nothing else you can do, that's when you have to cut it loose, don't you?
Yes. I'm not saying that you should cut someone loose immediately, or at the first objection you get, or at the first sign of recalcitrance. You don't immediately give up. I'm saying that after some time has gone by, after you have done pretty much everything that is reasonable, and you're just not getting any more forward momentum from the prospect, and you're not getting anything in the way of commitment, you're not getting anything in the way of movement, then you need to do it.
Well, that's that, exactly. And you can, you know, you have to talk to him. You have to ask him, you know, and I've actually done this, Don. I've actually said, well, Mr. Jones, I've done everything I know to do business with you. And I appreciate your time. And I just want you to know that that I'm here. Whenever you're ready to make a decision, here's my number. I will come running. All you got to do is call me and tell me you're ready. Otherwise, I won't be bothering you anymore.
Yeah.
I've actually done that.
It's so hard to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so hard to do. We've been taught the opposite. We've been taught to keep on following up and never let them go. And it feels like we're losing something. Because when a prospect first contacts us, or we first make contact with a prospect, we immediately put that piece of business on our ledger, mentally.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so we look at that piece of business as being ours. All we do is close it. And if we can't close it, we feel like we're losing that money. We feel like we had it, and now we're going to lose it. And it's really, really difficult to give that up.
Mm-hmm.
And so we keep on chasing after it. It's a very elusive carrot.
Well, that's right. And so, but back to your point earlier, you have to realize that at some point in time, that you're trying to resurrect something that's not going to happen is taking you away from prospecting for something that could happen. One of the best things that I ever did. Back when I was with Xerox, is we had a 90-day prospect development card that we used.
Right.
It was a sheet of paper. It was like 11 by 17 that we had, and it was horizontal, and we put our prospects down, and we would check off all the things that we would do. A first call, a demonstration, a qualifying call, a proposal, all the different things. And we project when they would buy.
Right.
And if they didn't buy when we projected, then we'd reproject it. But eventually, they would go off the end of the paper.
Yes.
And then my boss would say, okay, you can't call them a prospect anymore.
Right. It's absolutely critical. You've got to have a specific point in time in your process at which you can cut them loose.
And so by doing that, though, he made me focus on other people because I could no longer tell him about those people who had not hatched.
That's exactly
Even
it.
Though they might come back and later be a sale, I had to move on to other things. Hold on to that thought. Hey, Don, give us your website, please.
DonCooper.com.
All right, so check that out. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Hi, Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.